Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. It looks like we made it to another end of the week. Today is Friday, November 10th, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. Let's give a little preview of what is to come today. First, we'll unravel the mysterious case of the Trojanized CPU-Z app, a devious plot where hackers used Google Ads to masquerade malware as popular hardware monitoring tools, compromising countless systems with the notorious Redline info stealer. Then we'll explore the outage that silenced an AI giant as ChatGPT fell victim to DDoS attacks. We'll analyze the claims of Anonymous Sudan and dissect the cyber skirmishes that are defining the new era of digital warfare. Finally, we'll shed some light on the vulnerability haunting the healthcare sector in Ontario. So stay with us as we navigate through the labyrinth of these cyber crises and extract the valuable lessons to safeguard our digital future. Plug in, power up, and prepare for an enlightening session of the daily cyber threat intelligence briefing. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. A cyber criminal group is exploiting Google Ads to spread a modified CPU-Z application that distributes the Redline Stealer malware, a tool known for stealing information from victims. The campaign, unhearted by Malwarebytes researchers, involves a fake Windows news site clone that hosts the ad and the download for a malware-laden CPU-Z tool. The attackers cleverly redirect unwary users to this fake site, which appears trustworthy due to its similarity to the legitimate tech news platforms. The installer for CPU-Z, though digitally signed to avoid raising security alarms, contains a malicious PowerShell script that executes the Redline payload on the victim's system. Redline is designed to harvest a variety of sensitive information from browsers and applications. To avoid such threats, users are advised to be cautious of Google search promoted results and consider using ad blockers. Our next story concerns ChatGPT and its API, who experienced a significant outage on November 8th attributed to a DDoS attack, which OpenAI confirmed. The issues began on November 7th with a partial service disruption before escalating to major outages. Anonymous Sudan, a hacker group with alleged ties to Russian hackers, claimed responsibility, citing political and religious motivations for the attack. The group has previously targeted various organizations and is believed by some in the cybersecurity field to be linked to the Russian government. Despite this incident, ChatGPT services were restored and OpenAI's status page indicates only a few major outages in the past 90 days. Usually, Anonymous Sudan will advertise the attack beforehand in their Telegram and then take action, posting the results. However, this time they took credit after the fact without any indications what they were going to do first. In today's vulnerability dispatch, SysAid, a popular IT service management tool, is urgently addressing a zero-day vulnerability after Microsoft detected its exploitation by Lace Tempest, an initial access broker connected to Clop ransomware. The vulnerability, a path traversal flaw identified as CVE-2023-47246, affects on-premises installations of SysAid's prior to version 23.3.36, but do not impact cloud customers. Attackers exploited this vulnerability to upload a web shell and payloads to SysAid's Tomcat web service, allowing unauthorized control and the deployment of Gracewire malware. Customers using affected versions are advised to update their SysAid systems to the patched version. The Lace Tempest group's activities typically lead to more severe consequences such as data theft and ransomware deployment. Indicators of compromise related to this vulnerability have been listed for organizations to check for potential breaches. Please visit the links in the description. And in our second story of the vulnerability dispatch, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, also known as CISA, has cataloged CVE-2023-29552 as actively exploited. This denial-of-service vulnerability allows unauthenticated remote attackers to register arbitrary services, potentially leading to denial-of-service attacks with a high amplification factor. The flaw, disclosed by researchers from BitSight and CuraSec, affect over 54,000 SLP instances worldwide and could enable one of the largest amplification attacks ever reported. Federal agencies have been directed by CISA to remediate this vulnerability by November 29, 2023. The vulnerability is prevalent in a variety of products and is especially concentrated in the US, the UK, Japan, Germany, Canada, France, Italy, Brazil, the Netherlands, and Spain. Experts have issued a warning that threat actors may soon utilize this vulnerability to conduct significant reflective denial of service amplification attacks. And now for a ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. The Daxon team has claimed responsibility for a ransomware attack that targeted 5 hospitals in Ontario, impacting services and compromising data from 5.6 million patient visits. The service provider Transform confirmed the incident, which led to appointment reschedules and rerouting of non-emergency cases. The attackers accessed an operational file server containing employee data and shared drives used by the hospital, but clinical records seem not to be included in the breach. The Daxon group suggested the attack was facilitated by poor password practices among system admins. Healthcare institutions are particularly vulnerable to such attacks due to various sector-specific challenges, including outdated systems and the extensive digital infrastructure required to be managed, often by small IT teams. The ongoing investigation aims to clarify the full extent and context of the stolen data. And that will wrap this week's journey through the digital landscape on the Daily Cyber Threat Intelligence Briefing. We hope the insights shared have armored you with knowledge. And remember, in the cyber world, awareness is our best ally. Join us next week as we continue to dissect more conundrums and bring light to critical updates that keep our digital domains guarded. Until then, stay vigilant, stay informed, and keep your data defenses strong. This is the Dark Web Detective signing off. Secure your systems and safeguard your bytes until our next digital rendezvous. Over and out.